This is Ozarks at Large.
University of Arkansas students will head back to class next week. And for those interested in the visual arts, a number of events planned for the near future. A new faculty exhibition featuring the work of Stephanie Pierce and Cynthia Norse Thompson will be on display in the Fine Arts Center Gallery from the 21st of January through February 23rd. A reception is scheduled for 5 p.m. January 30th. Pierce and Thompson will give the artist lectures January 30th and February 27th, respectively. Both events scheduled for 5:30 in room 213 of the Fine Arts Building. Pierce's perceptually based paintings reveal passages of change as light and viewpoint shift over time, and the everyday resides in a state of flux. Thompson received her BFA in printmaking from the Maryland Institute College of Art and her MFA from Rutgers, sharing her own experiences as a young woman raised in the religious South. Her work addresses her own concerns with beauty, desire, vulnerability, and imperfection. In her newly produced body of work, she continues this investigation, yet the focus has become not only that of the aesthetic, but that of the process, technique, pattern, place, and content, and the historical made contemporary. More information about all of this available at art.uark.edu.
On the heels of the Champion Trees of Arkansas exhibition, which ended in December, John Brown University is preparing for another exhibit later this month. Cloth Journey will feature fiber arts work by artist Shirley Cunningham. The exhibit will be on display from January 21st through February 14th. For more, you can visit jbu.edu/art.
The exhibition titled Linking the Past to the Present is still on display at the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The exhibit, which features works by Oklahoma artists Anita Fields and Tony Tiger, on display through January 25th. You can find out more about this exhibit online at waltonartcenter.org.
The Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale is showcasing the work of not one but two artists this month. Sharon Killian's Momentary Responses and Mia Bonauto's Fractured Painting for Absent Lovers are both on display through January 31st. An artist reception is scheduled for 6 to 8 Thursday evening. Visit artcenteroftheozarks.org for more information.
The visiting artist at the Fayetteville Underground this month is painter Jesse Ward. Simultaneously familiar and stark, Ward's images convey moments captured in time where even the subject isn't necessarily aware of the unsettling uniqueness of the moment. It will be Ward's final show as an artist residing in Arkansas. She's moving to Portland, Oregon, that is. The co-op's featured member artist this month is Nicole Howard. Her terracotta creations have taken many forms over the years, though all her work retains a distinct connection to her primary themes of gardening and renewal. January also marks the debut exhibition for a new underground member and abstract painter, Stephanie Pettit. Using what she terms a synthetic colored palette, she creates imagery of varying focus with forms inhabiting abstracted landscapes. For more, you can go to FayettevilleUnderground.com.
If you're looking for an artist co-op in Benton County, you may be interested in Poor Richard's Art, which has been located in downtown Rogers for a number of years. Manager and owner Bill Shope says his wife and mother-in-law opened Poor Richard's in 2007 when it was located at 116 South 1st Street. Prior to that, the downtown business sold candy and other gift items. Shope says they turned it into an art gallery and had pretty good success with their venture.
We wanted to do something downtown that promoted Rogers and had a look of Rogers. I've lived here all my life. My mother-in-law's lived here all of her life, my wife. And Rogers was kind of dying out. So we wanted to do something that would bring some growth back if we could. And we had met a lot of artists and loved them, bought quite a bit of their art. And so we just decided to have an art co-op for the artists to sell their products in.
Shope's wife also owned a fabric store in the downtown area, and a few years ago, she told her husband she was going to close Poor Richard's so she could move her store into that space.
I said, okay. And I went home and got thinking about it, couldn't sleep that night, started actually crying because I had gained so many friends through Poor Richard's art. I was managing it down there for them. And I came up the next day and I told my mother-in-law and my wife I was going to open it in a different location, found this building, and it worked out fine for us.
As of this month, it's been 2 years since Poor Richard's Art opened at 101 West Walnut Street, just about a half block away from its original home. The co-op now features 45 artists who create a variety of items, including pastel paintings, stained glass art, pottery, and jewelry. Member artists pay a monthly fee to help cover expenses like advertising and rent. A number of artists help Shope run the gallery on a daily basis. He says while working is not required, it is recommended. That's because it affects the gallery's commission rate. Shope says the gallery takes a 25 to 45% commission off of art that's sold. The more hours an artist works, the lower the commission rate will be. Shope says having the artists in the gallery also makes the experience more personal for patrons who want to meet and talk with the people who make the art being sold in the gallery. The co-op features regional artists, with some living as far away as Fort Smith and Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Shope estimates he has a list of about 65 artists who want to be part of the co-op, and while he says it's tough, right now he has to tell people there's no more room. When a new artist does become part of the co-op, it involves consultation among a selection committee. The group is not one set of people, but rather it rotates based on the medium of the potential artist. For example, if a new oil painter is being considered, co-op members who are more familiar with that medium may be selected for the committee. While not an artist himself, Shope often helps the committee in its decision-making process.
My only job on the committee is to check out personalities. Just because somebody's a great artist and they have real good art doesn't mean it fit with our group. We have a real tight core of artists in here, and we don't want anybody that's going to mess that core up. So we might turn down great art just to make sure we don't have any friction in the store.
In addition to managing the store, Shope drives the school bus. Upon completing his routes in the morning, he opens the store around 9:30 each weekday before leaving around 2:30 to begin his afternoon routes. Last month, he completed his final morning shift and is now only driving in the afternoon. He says he's halfway retired now, but he wants to continue driving some because he enjoys being around the kids. Shope also says his absence in the afternoon gives artists an opportunity to make decisions without him. One co-op member who helps mind the store while Shope is out is Andrea Bratton.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
Good.
How are you doing?
Good. Can I help you with anything?
Oh, I'm just looking at some of your jewelry.
Okay.
So I'm looking at everything.
Okay. We have lots of it.
Bratton and her husband create trees made out of copper and aluminum wire that sit atop stone and wood bases. The couple owns and operates a landscaping business, which is typically slow in the winter. A few years ago, Bratton's husband saw pictures of wire trees online and decided to give them a try. As of next month, the Brattons have been displaying their work at Poor Richard's for 2 years. Bratton credits her husband with being the more artistic of the two of them, and while he has no formal art training, she says he's always had an artistic eye.
I think with the landscape business, it's business that we started and that we operate, and it has artistic qualities to it. You know, it's not lawn mowing or lawn maintenance. It's installing and planting and a lot of design. And so he has a good eye for things, and he's just really good with his hands. And then he used to paint cars, and he was very good at that. He was real good at the body work. I mean, you can, you know, getting it smooth, getting the body on the car straight, really good quality paint work. So I think that kind of all lends to just, and he just has a natural feel and talent for it.
Bratton says it's nice to be able to work with her husband on their art. She's also really grateful for the opportunity to sell their work at local galleries like Poor Richard's. In addition to benefiting artists, Poor Richard's owner and manager Bill Shope says the gallery is beneficial to the community.
Personally, I think a community is not going to grow unless you have art. And if you'll notice people traveling, especially with Crystal Bridges coming, people travel, they go to art. They're drawn to it. And nature, and the art and nature work together real close. They're just hand in hand. And we have all that in Rogers. The artists pretty well run the store. It doesn't require much from me. I just take care of their payroll checks and the bookkeeping and paying the bills, but they pretty well run everything in the store. So it's their store as far as I'm concerned. It's not mine. It belongs to the people of the community and the artists.
Poor Richard's Art is open from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. More information is available at poorrichardsart.com.